A wedding minister needs ongoing training because wedding ministry touches real people at a sacred and vulnerable moment. A bride and groom are not simply planning an event. They are preparing to become a household before God, before their families, before their community, and before future generations. A wedding ceremony may last 30 minutes, but the marriage that begins there may shape children, grandchildren, churches, neighborhoods, and communities. That is why a wedding minister must stay teachable. The Apostle Paul told Timothy, "Give diligence to present yourself approved by God, a workman who doesn't need to be ashamed, properly handling the word of truth." 2 Timothy 2:15 WEB. That verse applies deeply to wedding ministry. We need to properly handle scripture. We also need to properly handle people, emotions, family expectations, legal responsibilities, and spiritual opportunities. Ongoing training helps in three important ways. First, training keeps your biblical foundation strong. Marriage is not our invention. Marriage is God's creation design. Genesis 2, Matthew 19, Ephesians 5, 1 Corinthians 13, and Colossians 3 all shape how we speak about covenant love. Second, training sharpens your ministry skills. You learn how to listen, ask wise questions, guide a premarriage conversation, design a meaningful ceremony, recognize red flags, and refer wisely when a couple needs pastoral, legal, financial, counseling, or crisis help. Third, training protects your credibility. A wedding minister who stops learning can become casual, sloppy, or overconfident. But a growing minister becomes more prayerful, more careful, more compassionate, and more useful. Here is a common mistake. Someone performs one beautiful wedding and assumes they are ready for every wedding situation. Then a couple comes with blended family pain, grief, abuse history, spiritual confusion, parental pressure, or serious conflict. Good intentions are not enough. Wedding ministry is marriage ministry. Marriage ministry requires formation. So keep learning. Keep reading scripture. Keep taking courses. Keep asking mentors for feedback. Keep growing through Christian Leaders Institute and Christian Leaders Alliance pathways. The more you are formed, the more faithfully you can serve the bride and groom, honor Christ, and bless the covenant beginning of a new household.